أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. In the previous ayats, first ayats were about interest, that it is haram, and the great warnings about interest. Then on the other hand, the righteous and the pious people who spend freely in the path of Allah, they are not at all interested taking interest, but rather they spend in the path of Allah. From there, Allah Ta'ala explained two groups of the muttaqeen, those who fear Allah Ta'ala. One is, which we discussed yesterday, that is the muhsineen, those people who by and large save themselves from gunas and they do only righteous deeds. With regard to them, Allah Ta'ala said that they spend when in good, easy conditions and difficult conditions also. And they control their anger also, they forgive people also, and they make ihsan on people. With regard, many instances are written about this. One of them is Hazrat Ali, who was the son of Hazrat Hussein, who was the son of Hazrat Ali, the Khalifa of the Muslims. In other words, Hazrat Hussein kept his son's name on his father's name, Hazrat Ali. So Hazrat Ali was making wudu, and the slave was pouring the water from the jug. And by mistake, the jug hit the head of Hazrat Ali. And he looked up angrily at him. So he immediately read, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْبِ. Praiseworthy and honorable are those people who control their anger. So he says, كَظَمْتُ غَيْبِ. I have controlled my anger. Then he said, read the next ayat, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And those that not only control their anger, but they forgive people also. So he says, go, I have forgiven you. Then he read the next part of the ayat, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah loves those people who show kindness and who are soft-hearted. So he says, go, I freed you in the name of Allah. Or Allah says, I freed you also. So that is the quality whenever we face some adverse thing which is against our tabiat. Instead of becoming angry, starting to swear, shout, etc., or even hitting, becoming physical, the true, the muhsineen are those people who control their anger at that time. After that, they forgive those people. The people who have done wrong to them, they forgive them. And then the third, they show goodness and kindness to those people as well. That was the condition of the muhsineen, the righteous people. Then in this next ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains the condition of the mudhnibin, those people who commit, by and large, they commit gunas, but they make tawbah also. And it comes in the hadith that those who make tawbah, Allah raised them to the position of the muttaqeen. After they have made tawbah, Allah gives them the position of the muttaqeen. So these people who commit gunas, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً. Or wo log ke jab kar baithe kuch khula guna. And whenever they commit a fahisha, an open guna, it's well known. They also aware that we have committed guna. Everyone knows this is a guna. There is no doubt in it that what is it? Is it a good thing, permissible, not permissible? You know clearly that it is a guna that they have committed. O zalamu anfusam, ya bura kaam kare apne haq mein. Or they harm themselves, they make zulam. Every guna a person commits, he is doing harm to himself. He can't harm Allah Ta'ala. Allah is far above that. We break the laws of Allah, but Allah does not, if everyone disobeys Allah, it does not diminish the grandeur and the greatness of Allah in the least, but Allah is not in need of our ibadah, and is not in need of us staying away from guna. We make ibadat, we get the reward, we benefit. We break the laws of Allah, we break our own necks and backs. We get broken. Allah doesn't harm Allah Ta'ala at all. So those who do wrong to themselves, that is, they commit open gunas, and then they become conscious of that, zakarullah. To yaad kare Allah ko, and they could remember that what have we done, how could we have committed this guna, whether it is immediately after that guna, or many people after 10, 20 years of living a reckless life, they come to their senses and they realize that what we are doing is wrong. Now they remember Allah, that is, now they make tawbah, they turn to Allah Ta'ala. And consequently, فَسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ اور بخشش مانگے اپنے گناہوں کی. Now they beg Allah for forgiveness. Ya Allah, we have wronged you. Just now we committed the guna, or our whole past life we have been committing guna. Please forgive us. They beg Allah for forgiveness. And Allah Ta'ala is such that even a person, his whole life he committed guna. Now in his old age when he can't do anything, no good deeds also, no gunas also, he's gone so old, so weak, and he asked Allah for forgiveness. Allah will never say, when you had money, when you had health, when you could do what you want to, you never thought of me. You never came to my house. You never obeyed me. Now when you are useless, now you're coming, I reject you. Allah will never say that. A person even in that condition comes, he is fully welcomed by Allah, and Allah accepts his tawbah. So in whatever condition now a person asks for forgiveness, then he turns to Allah. And Allah says, وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ اور کون ہے گناہ بخشنے والا سوا اللہ کے. And who is there who can forgive gunas besides Allah? It is only Allah. We had wronged Allah, so it is returned to Allah Ta'ala. And that person, he also, there is an indication in this ayat, he also understands that, Ya Allah, there is no one else I can turn to. It's only you. As a beautiful couplet in Arabic, that a person, when he's like at the multazam, or at any time, anywhere, and he turns to Allah Ta'ala, and he says to Allah Ta'ala, that, عَبْدَكَ الْعَاسِي أَتَاكَ, your sinful servant, your sinful banda has come to you, عَبْدَكَ الْعَاسِي أَتَاكَ, and he understands that he has been very sinful, and he's asking for forgiveness. And who is there who can forgive him besides you? And if you don't forgive, then where would I go to? Who else can forgive me? Allah Ta'ala forgives such a person instantly. So a person turns to Allah Ta'ala and he asks for forgiveness. Allah forgives that person. And these are those people also. وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَىٰ مَا فَعَلُوا اور ارتے نہیں اپنے کیے ہوئے پر. And they are not persistent. They don't insist on their gunas. This the ulama, mufassirin have explained that where a person, as long as he asks for forgiveness, is not regarded as a person who is persistent on guna. So whenever we commit guna, the right way is that we don't justify ourselves, that I can't help it, or environment is such. No, we ask forgiveness. And that is why Allah is not even recorded as a guna. As long as a person feels that way and turns to Allah Ta'ala, he won't be regarded as a person who's making israr on guna. That is, he's persistent on guna. وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ اور وہ جانتے ہیں. And they know that we are doing wrong. Not it is that they don't know. We are doing wrong and yet they are doing wrong. But they don't realize that the consequences of it. And they are committing the gunas. But they ask for forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala will forgive them. A person who keeps on making guna, when he keeps on asking for forgiveness, that person will be forgiven by Allah Ta'ala. It comes in the hadith that even 100 times a day you commit the same guna, and you ask Allah for forgiveness, Allah won't say, how many times now you're committing the guna. As long as you ask for forgiveness, Allah will forgive you. We know if somebody, our worker, our children, the wife or anyone, if they committed a wrong and we forgave them, and again they committed, the second time also we don't want to forgive. And the third or fourth time is right out of the question. But Allah, the whole day you can commit that guna, you ask for forgiveness, again you commit that guna, again you ask for forgiveness, it can carry on. You can get tired asking for forgiveness, Allah does not get tired forgiving you. You can feel, now how lot must I ask for forgiveness? Allah Ta'ala never feels that I must still forgive this person. Allah keeps on forgiving that person. So Tawbah Istighfar is a very, very great ni'mat which Allah has given us. We are prone to doing wrong. We commit guna, but we don't make Tawbah Istighfar. If we just have to think, yesterday is a day that has just passed in our lives. How much have we seen, we saw wrong with our eyes? How much we spoke wrong? How much other wrong we did? And ask ourselves, did I make once yesterday istighfar? Did I even just read the words? The words are not istighfar. They are the key of istighfar, and that key has to be used. But did I even read yesterday once astaghfirullah? We don't make istighfar. We don't ask for, we commit gunas, we don't. A person who has been blessed to make istighfar is very, very fortunate. That person is on the super highways of becoming the wali and the friend of Allah Ta'ala. In spite of his gunas, he keeps on making tawbah istighfar, he will reach Allah Ta'ala very easily. So tawbah istighfar is a very great ibadat Allah has given us. And it's just for us to use it, to turn to Allah to forgive, and Allah loves to forgive. In fact, it comes in the hadith that if nobody commits guna, Allah will remove those people and bring some people who will make guna. Because Allah wants to forgive. He loves to forgive. So Allah Ta'ala forgives very greatly. But Shabi Baraj is coming now soon. It is the night of salvation, asking forgiveness. We should get ready and we should be prepared on that night to take our spiritual bath and to become pure and clean for the great month of Ramadan. That we make ask tawbah, we make ask forgiveness for all our sins. May Allah Ta'ala guide us all and give us the topic of making lot of tawbah.